Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do in your life? Think about that. That's a big question. If you could do anything in your life and you knew you would succeed, what would you do? Now, you have two answers, basically. You either know what you would do, okay? And if that's the case, then we're going to get to that in a minute. But if you were like a lot of people and you said, I have no idea, or I don't know what I would want to do. I don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't know what my gifts are, what my purpose is. If you don't know, then I want you to hang in there because I want to address you first, and then I'm going to get to the people that do know what they want to do. I'm going to get to you in a minute. But if you do not know what you want to do in your life, if you don't know that big grand thing that you would go after, I want to encourage you to do something. This is going to help you so much when it comes to this topic and this subject, okay? I want you to take the three words that are sabotaging you all day long out of your vocabulary when I say that. So if you said, I don't know, I want you to push those off to the side, put them on the shelf, and then what's the next thing that comes up? Okay, don't worry. Shh, I'm not going to tell anyone. You don't have to get on Facebook and profess to the whole world your biggest, grandest dreams if you're not ready for that. Okay? But you do have to admit it to yourself first. You have to. You have to be strong enough, brave enough to at least go, okay, in my own little intimate setting, I'm going to admit to myself what I'm passionate about, what's exciting to me. Take the I don't know out of your vocabulary. Get out a pen and a paper. And I want you to start allowing yourself to actually put pen to paper. It doesn't mean you have to do it. You don't have to tell anyone. You don't have to do anything with it. But you do have to. The first thing you must do if you're ever going to go after your dreams is you have to admit to yourself what you want. And take out those three words that are sabotaging you. We use, I call it the chicken exit. We use those three words. We start when we're a really young kid. We start saying, I don't know. I don't know. When someone's coaching with me, they know that that's like a swear sentence to me. That if they say, I don't know, I will call them on the carpet and say, okay, you can't say that anymore. What's the next best answer? Okay, if I'm asking you some chemistry equation, then you truly might not know, okay? But if I'm asking you, hey, what's exciting to you? What are you passionate about? What do you like? Do you want to be with your partner? Do you, what are you interested in? What are your gifts in, what are you good at? If you say, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, then you are just using that to, as a blanket to hide behind so you don't have to actually be great and face your grand, amazing things in life that you chose before you ever entered the planet, okay? So that's the first thing for those people that said, I don't know, okay? And that's going to help you put pen to paper and start to discover what it is you're excited about and what you would do if you could do anything, okay? Now, the second group of people, if you did say, I know what I would do, I would become an astronaut or a famous singer, or I would travel all around the world, or I would become a coach, or I would write a book, whatever it is, okay? Then you're the one I want to talk to now. You must sit down, write out what you would want, and then if there's several things, I mean, I would say sit down and just brainstorm it, just write it all out, workshop it. And then once it's in black and white, then look at what you would want to do first or most more out of anything, what you would want to do, and start to focus on that thing and start to make movement on it in small little layers, baby steps. Okay. My daughter, my 25-year-old daughter, she is a marine biologist and she is getting ready to move out of the country just in like 12 days. Don't worry. I'm going to hold it together in this segment. I'm not going to cry, but I definitely have been crying over this last week and I will be crying more just because I am savoring this time with her. And it's a big deal. It's a big deal. My baby is moving out of the country, and it will likely be many years before she moves back to the US because she is moving to the ocean and she wants to explore the world. And she told me that when she was a small child, that when she's actually been preparing me for this day for many, many years. And when she was probably, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years old, she said, "Mama, when I grow up, I'm going to move to the ocean and I'm going to work with the sea animals." And I thought it was, you know, like a little girl's dream, like maybe she saw SeaWorld and thought it was something she would grow out of. And she never grew out of it. And when she was 15, by that time, it had been many years that she had continued to follow that dream and talk about it. And so I knew that this was something that this was her calling, and this is something that was not a phase, and she was born to do this. And so when she was 15, we sat in front of the computer and we looked up schools that she could go to get her degree for marine biology. Well, they were all out of state because I live in Utah, which is what's considered a landlocked state. There's no oceans here. And so I knew she'd be leaving the state to go to college, and that prepared me. That was really a big step for me, but it was really hard for me. But I knew when she was 15 years old that in like 5 years she was going to be moving out of the state forever. Okay, a lot of people are like, "Well, that's cool. She'll probably be back." No, she won't. And I know that. She's been telling me since she was, 7 years old. So, it's okay though, because I am so proud of her. I'm so excited for her and I want her. It's like that double-edged sword, right? Like part of it is just so beautiful and I'm so excited. Actually, it not part of it. It is so beautiful in its entirety. It's beautiful. I'm excited. I'm so proud of her. The other side of it is hard. It is hard to know that, we're not together physically as much as you would most likely want to be with your kids. And so, but at the end of the day, I'm just so proud of her, because who do you know that really goes after their dreams? So this is, she's a great example to all of us, but she's getting ready to move out of the country and she is going to, she's now, when she was 15, we sat down, we made a plan. We figured that she would go to Oregon University, the University of Oregon. And so that's what she did. She went to the coast. She got her bachelor's degree there. And she just graduated this last year. And now she's home for 1 month before she moves to the Bahamas out of the country. And she's going to be taking people on dives. Now, that is, I mean, how many marine biologists do you know? It's not a very common thing to know a marine biologist, but so many people have said to her when she tells them what they do, you know what the most common answer she gets from people? So many people say to her, "Oh man, that was my dream. I always wanted to do that. And then, I got married or I got pregnant or I gave up on that dream." And it's pretty amazing how many people say that to her. My point to this is, she did not get to that point where she's moving out of the country and actually getting paid to take people on dives and to certify them. it didn't happen overnight. She had to start somewhere. And so it started when she was 15 and we got in front of the computer and we made a plan as to where she was going to go to college. And it was, you know, day after day, layer after layer, 10-year plan, really, because she's now 25 years old. So it's really, really beautiful to see it come full circle. But you must start. You must first admit what you want to yourself. Then you got to admit it to other people and start to make that plan. And then start to take those small steps. And eventually you will turn around and you will go, wow, I am amazed because I am now, you got to pinch yourself, right? Because you'll be like, I am now doing what I was born to do. I'm doing what my dream is and what my passion is. And you won't be one of those people like all these people that say to her, oh man, that was my dream and I didn't do it. So good for you. I'm so proud of you for doing it. But here's a simple way to do this, okay? You just choose one to five things. I want you to start trying this. This is going to help you build momentum and get really excited about living your passion. So you first admit what you want, okay? You start to make a plan. And then number three, you just take a step one day at a time. So just choose one to five things that you're going to do on a daily basis, on a consistent basis. If your one thing is you just text someone or you look up something online for to get you that much closer to your big dream that you want to do, then that's cool. At least you did something, right? So it doesn't have to be something that's really time consuming. If it's maybe just text someone that you need to text to get yourself that much closer. Maybe it's look up schools, or maybe it's do some market research. Maybe it's, you know, figure out how to start a business. Okay. But it's one to five things on a consistent daily basis. And before you know it, you will be there. You will. Okay. For me, I had no idea how to become an official life coach. When I started my business, I knew what my calling was by then. I had done a lot of work on myself. I had really gone within and connected to the divine. I had a real desire to know, why am I on the planet? What is my purpose? Why am I here? And what am I to be doing? Because I got to a place where my life had changed so much for the better. I had gone on a real journey of healing. And I adored talking to people and helping them and truly coaching them, even though I didn't call it coaching. I'd been coaching for years and I just was an unofficial coach. I wasn't calling myself a coach. But when it became very obvious to me, I remember one day my husband said to me, why do all of these people come to you and ask you for advice? Now, that might sound silly and it might sound kind of rude that he was so baffled why people were coming to me, but you have to know that my husband had seen, he'd seen me all along. So it's just like when you see someone who maybe you see someone who you know that has lost a lot of weight and you hadn't seen him for a while and you're like, wow, you look amazing. You've lost all this weight, right? But maybe their spouse or their kids that are with them on a daily basis, they don't really notice because they're with them and they lose, you know, 1 pound at a time. And you notice because you haven't seen them, right? It was kind of like that. Like my husband had been with me all along and I had changed just a little day by day by day by day by day, right? Layer by layer. And he was like, why are all these people coming to you? Why are all these people like showing up at our house and calling you? And really, the floodgates were opened up, and I had so many people that had watched my transformation and they could feel it and they could see it and they were intrigued. And people started asking me, and I loved telling them. I am not what I recently heard this term, it's called gatekeeper. And maybe you know what that is, but it's basically where you're not going to share your secrets. I am not a gatekeeper. I love having that gate open and sharing all my secrets. I love it. I truly live for it. And so, when it became very obvious it was time for me to let go of my career and it was time for me to step in, I was like, okay, I know what my passion is. I know what I would do if I couldn't fail. But I was nervous. I was scared. I had no idea how to do it. I had never life coached with anyone. I didn't even know a life coach. I had never been to a women's retreat, let alone hold one. I'd never had a seminar. I'd never had a podcast. All of the things that now I've figured out how to do that are parts of my business, I had to just jump in and start. So, stop trying to be perfect. Stop waiting to take one more class and know one more thing until you get to that place of perfection. It will never happen, my dear. It will never happen. And the world needs you now. And it's better to be done than none. Okay. Go, move, do, and don't expect yourself to be serious, to be at that place of perfection, because it will never happen. Okay. And there are times, well, actually, I've been asked this twice in the 7 years of my business of coaching. I've had two people ask me, what is your education on life coaching? And I know a lot of people think that you need like an official certification. I'll be honest, I don't have an official certification, but I have a very, very successful, booming coaching business. And why is that? Because what I do works and my life experience is that is my education. And to me, that is more important than learning anything in a book. And so I did look into certification, but I realized that it was kind of, to me, it was kind of silly, and it wasn't really going to add value to my clients. And so I ended up just jumping in, and my education is, my coaching is an intuitive approach. So I'm very connected to spirit. I listen to my intuition. I listen to guidance from the divine. I look at myself as a catalyst. I'm a catalyst. I'm a vehicle for, I'm a guide. I'm a guide to be that middleman for the divine. And I get a lot of messages that are very divine. And I am a guide here on earth. And you cannot learn that in a book. Plus, I have a lot of life experience. I've gone through a divorce. I've had childhood trauma. I have been a single mom. I've had a blended family. I have had a lot of things that I have walked through and gotten to the other side. I've left the faith I was born in and raised in, and had to find my own belief system. I had to find my way. There was a time in my life where I didn't know if anything existed beyond this world, and I now have such a strong spiritual foundation. I know who I am. I know who you are. And how do I know who you are? Because I know who I am. And we are all the same. And we are magic in a human body. We are here for a profound experience on planet Earth. We're playing a part, and we are here to progress, to learn, to grow. But it's definitely not final. And we will go on forever. And we have spirit all around us, and we are all a part of the divine. So it's amazing. It's a beautiful experience here on planet Earth, but I had to go through those things myself. But when it was time for me to start my business, I was like, I know what I want to do. I know this big grand thing, but how do I do it? And the answer is you just start. You just step on that path and get moving. And it doesn't matter how fast you go, how perfect you go. Just get on and start going in the right direction. Keep on moving on, right? Get going. So I love that quote, and this is what I'll end with here. And the quote is, "But what if I fail? But what if you fly, my darling?" So you will fly. So just get going, and I can't wait to see what you do in your life, because if you wouldn't fail, what would you do is waiting for you. So get moving. Much love to you all. Thanks for being here. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.